The FBI in Peace and War. The Fix.
South Avenue, Tony.
Yeah. Take the next right and turn left at the stop sign. That'll be the street.
Check. Tony.
Yeah?
You think this is smart?
Shut up, Sid.
I'm masking, that's all.
Smart, not smart. I'm doing it.
Stop sign.
Okay.
Tony, maybe it's a bum steer.
Relax, will you?
A tip by the phone. Could be a trap.
Sure. There he is. Slow up a little.
Tony.
Relax.
There's people on the street.
So what? Roll down the window. Fast now.
Okay, Tony, you're the boss.
Harry! Harry Bach! All right, Sid, step on it.
In the fall of last year, your federal government had its first break in the case against Anthony Molino. For years, we'd been trying to get Molino as kingpin of the nation's mobsterdom. But we had no evidence against him that would stand up in court. The break came with the daytime street shooting of Harry Bach, a small-time hoodlum out of grace with the underworld, on recent parole. Witnesses saw and could identify Molino, and most important of all, Harry Bach miraculously recovered from his gunshot wounds and was willing to testify against his attackers. It seemed as if our long effort to put Molino behind bars was coming to an end. A warrant was issued for his arrest, and the clerk of the court was instructed to impanel a jury. But we had had a long and bitter experience with Molino, and we knew the elaborate machine of his empire had already started to roll.
Hello.
Sid, this is Tony. I'm over at City Prison. They just put me down on the blotter.
Yeah? What's the charge?
They got me booked for criminal assault. Can you tie that?
Criminal assault? Okay, Tony, I'll fix it.
Reed and Pearson, good morning.
Let me speak to Mr. Reed. This is Sid Dolphus.
Yes, sir. Sid Dolphus, Mr. Reed.
No, thanks.
Yes, Sid.
Oh, Matt, I got a little legal work for you. I got the big boy down at City Prison. Fix up the bail and handle the rest, Matt.
Okay, Sid, I'll take care of it.
Hello?
Hello, Vera, this is Matt. Can you come down to my office after you're through work today?
Sure, honey. Is this business or cocktail?
Strictly business. Something I want you to fix for me.
Okay, Matt. Whatever it is, I'll fix it. Hello, is Mr. Reed in?
Yes, he is. Who shall I say is calling?
Tell him Miss Vera Conway's here.
Oh, Miss Conway, he's expecting you. Will you go right in, please?
Thank you, dear.
It's that first door right there.
Yeah.
I'll have the papers drawn up immediately. Oh, I've come in, Vera. All right, I will. Fine. Goodbye, Monty. Come in, Vera. Come on in.
Well, hello, counselor. How's the legal racket?
Can't complain. Sit down. How are you? What about drinks?
No drinks, thanks. I'm just elegant.
Elegant is right. You didn't get that fur coat being secretary of the clerk of the court.
Mind your own business, Matt.
Okay. So take the coat off and we'll both mind my business. Wants to meet a client of mine, Anthony Molino. Tony, this is Vera Conway, girl I was telling you about.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, Anthony Molino, I've certainly heard about you.
Cigarette, Vera?
Sure.
How are things over at the county building?
Oh, good enough. How's with you?
All right. The Bar Association's been investigating me again, but I never find anything. Well, I...
Thanks.
Know why I asked you over here?
Sure. I said I heard about your Mr. Molino, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. What did you hear?
That somebody's been playing target practice in broad daylight, that Anthony Molino is up for it.
What else?
Trial is set for December 10th. They've got Molino dead to rights. Unless lawyer Matthew Reed can produce another ace in the hole, Anthony Molino sits out the next 10 years in the state penitentiary.
So?
So lawyer Reed gets to work producing another ace in the hole.
In the hole, out the hole. Skip the double talk. Where's all this get me?
Want to tell him, Vera?
Why not? You see, Mr. Molino, it's like this. As Matt says, my boss is clerk of the court over at the county building. The clerk of the court sends out the jury notices for the December calendar this week.
Yeah?
I want three names on the December 10th panel, Tony. Vera works it so the panel gets those three names.
You can do that, sister?
Well, it isn't easy, but I think I can.
How?
My boss selects the panel and gives me the forms to mail out. I'll get rid of three of his names and put Matt's names on instead.
That isn't easy.
Sure, we gamble with the law of averages, Tony. They usually impanel, say, about 100 jurors, right, Vera?
150.
All right, throw half that figure out right away. Public apathy is crime's best friend, you know. At least 75 of those called will plead out for one reason or another, and half of the rest will be disqualified by me.
3 out of 40 is a fair enough gamble, Mr. Molina.
And all we need for a hung jury is one. If we can get one juror in the box, the district attorney can talk his head off. He can call his on-the-spot witnesses. He can call Harry Bach. He can stand on his head. The jury will nevertheless be unable to agree on a verdict.
The trial will be deferred. You'll be walking around loose on bail.
Ace in the hole, huh?
The fifth ace, Tony.
I like it.
So do I. You just leave everything with Vera. The prosecution will present an airtight case, but the jury will nevertheless disagree.
Now, let's get this jury to order.
She heard the evidence, didn't she? The guy's guilty. 3 witnesses saw him.
Gentlemen, ladies.
And Harry Bach said he was the one.
Everyone, please. Please. Thank you. Now, we won't get anywhere with this verdict by yelling at each other. After the last ballot, the count still stands 11 for conviction, 1 for acquittal.
Ah, it's insane. One stubborn woman hanging an entire jury.
I say the defendant is innocent, and I shall keep on saying it. Not guilty.
Oh, you heard all the facts. You want to keep us locked up all night again?
I can't help how long we're locked up, young man. I only let my conscience be my guide.
No, we can't stay here all week. I got a family and a job.
I'm willing to stay here forever.
Oh, yes. Mr. Holman.
I don't care.
Yes.
Well, perhaps if you took one more ballot.
Bring another ballot, huh?
What do you say, Mrs. Miller?
Well, you can take all the ballots you like. But I'll tell you quite openly that the only way I'm going to vote is not guilty.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we'd better notify Judge Balanson that this jury cannot come to an agreement.
Fine with me.
And may I say, in dismissing this jury, that in all my 20 years on this bench, I have never seen a more flagrant disregard of justice. May I say that you, ladies and gentlemen, have done a grave disservice to your state, to your country, and have failed thoroughly in your duty as citizens. Unquote.
Say, Matt.
Yes, Tony.
What paper did you say that was in?
The Morning Trip, Tony.
Okay, I'll send one of my boys out for a copy.
Yeah, do that. It'll give you a kick.
Yeah. Oh, Matt.
Yeah?
You'll have your $5,000 in the morning's mail.
Thanks, Tony.
And Matt.
Uh-huh.
That was a nice ace in the hole you produced. I won't forget it.
Okay, Tony.
So long, Counselor. I'll be around to see you before they set up the new trial.
Well?
Well, what?
Your client was satisfied.
He was satisfied.
Well, so why the sudden gloom? We're getting paid, aren't we?
No, we're getting paid all right, Vera. I've just been thinking.
Now, Matt.
Well, $5,000 isn't an awful lot of dough for the type of service we give, is it?
Your client is satisfied. Why can't you be?
The court has set Tony's new trial for March. I've been thinking it'd be worth a little more than $5,000 to Tony to get off a second time.
How much more, Matt?
Oh, I don't know. $50,000?
That's what I like about you. You'd pull a cross on your best friend, on me, on your own mother, if it paid off enough.
$50,000, Vera?
Something could go wrong a second time.
What?
Well, getting away with a fix like that once is one thing, but...
Listen, have I ever given you a bump steer, honey?
No, but...
Then
not...
stop worrying, will you? Nothing will go wrong and you make yourself a good $10,000.
I know, but...
$10,000 can buy a lot of nice fur coats, Vera. Vera?
All right, if you say so.
I say so. Let me handle my end of the deal, Vera. You just take care of those names on the jury.
Johnson. Kovacs. Miller. Parsons. And Gilman. That's the complete list of jurors, Mr. Mills.
Uh-huh.
Of course, the final count was secret. I can't tell you how many votes hung the jury.
Of course not.
But you're convinced with me that something was fishy.
I certainly am, Mr. Williams. Uh-huh. It's merely a question of whether I have jurisdiction to continue an investigation. And what I'm waiting to find out...
Oh, pardon me a moment, sir. Yes?
Washington on the wire, Mr. Williams. The Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Oh, yes.
Is Mr. Mills still in your office? Mr. Shepard is calling him.
Why, yes, he's here. For you, Mr. Mills, Mr. Shepard from Washington.
Oh, thank you. Mills speaking.
Just a moment, Mr. Mills. Go ahead, Washington.
Hello, Dave.
Hello, Shep.
Dave, I've just read a transcript of the Molino trial.
Yeah, Shep.
Is the district attorney there in the office with you?
Yes, he is.
What does he think?
Well, the same thing I do, Shep. We're in complete agreement.
So am I.
I thought you would be.
Well, here's the information you've been waiting for, Dave. You can tell Mr. Williams that we have full authority to continue an investigation of the jurors. Our jurisdiction is Title 8, United States Code, Section 47, Conspiracy to Obstruct Justice.
That's great, Shep. Thanks.
Okay, Dave. I don't have to tell you what we're up against. Molino's lawyer's a very slick article.
I know.
You want Bailey and me to work with you?
It'd be a big help, Shep.
All right, Dave. We'll take the next plane. You'll meet us?
I will, Shep. Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Well, Mr. Mills?
Well, that was what I've been waiting to find out.
You have jurisdiction.
We do. We're with you, Mr. Williams. Full authority to investigate the jurors in the trial of Anthony Molino.
On December the 21st, Agent Mills and I were given authority by Mr. Andrews to continue our investigation in the case of Anthony Molino. The hung jury had come as a severe setback to the prosecution, and we were convinced that in spite of all precaution, at least one of the jurors somehow had been reached. As I had told, very slick article, but we were still to find out exactly how slick that was.
Yes.
Mr. Anthony Molino to see you, sir.
Mr. Molino, I've been expecting you, Miss Walsh. Have him come in. Well, how are you, Tony? Sit down. Help yourself to a smoke.
No smoke, Matt.
You know Miss Conway?
Sure. How are you, sister?
Just fine, Mr. Molino.
No smoke? How about a drink, Tony? Got some real nice stuff.
Look, Matt, I'm not here social. Stop hopping like a monkey on a stick.
Okay, Tony, anything you say. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? The new trial, what else? It's set for March the 12th. I said I'd be in here to see you before it got set up.
Well, that's right, you did.
Been enjoying yourself the last couple of months, Mr. Molino?
Yeah, I have.
And you want to keep right on enjoying yourself, is that it?
Yeah, I do.
Another hung jury like the last time, and you can do that, right?
What are you going to do about it, Matt?
Do? I'm not sure I can do anything, Tony.
What?
Getting away with a fix like that once is one thing, but...
Matt, talk straight. You want more dough?
Well...
I give you $5,000. That's not paper. I don't like guys who hold me up, Matt.
Second time's very risky. Good jurors haunted to buy.
How much do you want?
And Miss Conway here, we've got to keep her happy.
How much?
Well... Miss Conway and I have talked this over very carefully, Tony. We think this time it's worth $50,000.
Fifty? Even then, it's a gamble. Like Matt said, a second time is very risky.
I see.
That's what we think, Tony.
You too, sister?
You heard the counselor.
Look, I'll give you $25,000.
$50,000. Why, you... You can always get another lawyer, Tony.
Okay, Matt. Only you just see nothing slips up at that trial. You get me?
Don't you worry, Tony. For $50,000, you have my personal guarantee. Nothing will slip up.
To Andrews, Washington, confidential. A finished complete check on all jurors, December Molino panel, with absolutely no results. I'm visiting clerk of the court with Mills tomorrow to check on panels for forthcoming trial. Will advise. Signed, Shepard.
That's right, gentlemen. All notices for the jury panels are sent out from this office.
I see.
But I can assure
There's
you...
There's nothing for you to be concerned about, Mr. Bridges. As we said, we only want to check on your office procedure.
You select the panel names yourself, don't you, Mr. Bridges?
Oh, yes, sir, I do.
And mail them out.
Yes, Miss Conway mails them direct from here.
Miss Conway?
My secretary.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Bridges, you haven't mailed out the notices for the new Molino trial yet, have you?
Oh, no, not yet, Mr. Shepard. The panel is being selected this week.
Mm-hmm. Could you let us see your selections as soon as they're ready to go?
Well, yes, of course. Miss Conway will see that you have a complete listing.
Well, that'll be fine. Well, thank you very much for your cooperation, Mr. Bridges. We're much obliged.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. The district attorney asked me to assist you in every way. Though I did tell him I thought you were barking up the wrong tree.
It's possible, Mr. Bridges, but we'll find out soon enough.
I hope so.
We'll be hearing from you then.
The minute the names are selected.
Well, thanks again. Goodbye, Mr. Bridges.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Mr. Mills. Vera.
Yes, Mr. Bridges.
That was the government just now. They want to examine the list for the Molino panel.
The government?
Yes. Get all of the eligible names out of the file. The selections will have to be drawn at once.
Yes, Mr. Bridges. No trouble, is there?
Whenever the FBI is involved, that's trouble enough.
Oh, isn't it the truth?
Well, I'll be in Mr. Burson's office. Get those names together as fast as you can.
I will, sir, right away. Matt, this is Vera. Stay in your office. I'm coming over.
What is it, Vera?
I can't talk. Now, stay in your office. I'll be over as soon as I can.
All right, all right. So, why get excited?
Why get excited? Don't you understand? The FBI is looking for a phony panel. If I slip in your names, we're liable to end up with a nice 10-year stretch ourselves.
That's very likely, Vera. If.
What?
But if you don't slip in the names...
What are you talking about?
What does it sound like?
We could cross Molino like that?
You put it rather crudely, Vera, but why not? If we do slip in the names, we're in obvious trouble.
And if we don't, Tony goes up the river.
Well, it would satisfy the FBI, Vera. And we've already got our 50,000.
Him or us, sir?
Just about. And I've always been prepared to make it him.
Awful dirty trick, man.
This isn't local sheriff stuff, honey. We can't play around. I'm in bad enough with the law as it is. Molino's conviction would give us a clean bill of health, and we can fly down to Bermuda to celebrate.
How are you going
to
work it?
Oh, figure it yourself. Did I show you this piece of paper here? It's got the names on it I wanted you to use. Here, take a look at it.
Uh-huh.
Without one of those names on the panel, Tony hasn't got a chance, Vera.
So,
if that piece of paper should accidentally get burned or something...
Like this, Matt?
Like that.
Oh. All right, what now?
You leave the rest to me. I'll handle that in court.
Tony can't do anything.
Well, how? The way I'll let the DA crucify him, the jury will send him up for life, and that's the end of it.
A plane to Bermuda in 2 weeks to celebrate.
Right. Don't worry about Tony. You just leave this case to me.
And now, Mrs. Bennett, will you tell the jury who it was you saw in the car on the day in question?
Yes, sir. It was that man sitting right over there, Anthony Molino.
Your witness, Mr. Reed.
No further questions, Your Honor.
Now I want to repeat your statement to the jury, Mr. Bach. I know it just as sure as I'm sitting in this chair. The man who took those shots at me was the defendant, Anthony Molino. Now, is that the statement you just made?
Yes, sir. It is.
Your witness, Mr. Reed.
No question.
Thank you. And in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, I put before you once more, there is no clearer course to take than for you to return, and return quickly, a unanimous verdict for Anthony Molino of guilty as charged. Mr. Reed.
Your Honor. Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I should like to waive my summation to the jury.
Matt, what are you trying to do?
Tony, this is the best way, believe me. The defense rests.
Andrews, Washington, Confidential. The verdict in the Anthony Molino trial has just come in. The jury deliberated less than 1 hour and returned with a verdict guilty as charged. Molino's lawyer conducted the weakest possible defense, and Mills and I are confident we know the reason why. By trying a long shot, I believe we can bring the entire background out in the open. We'll advise the result, Shepard. Thank you.
Shall I notify Agent Bailey and Mr. Williams?
No, everything's taken care of. Thanks a lot.
Not at all, Mr. Shepard.
Reed?
Yeah, Dave, he's on his way up.
Well, I guess we're ready for him.
I guess so. Let's make it look like the McCoy, Dave.
I'll try, though I'm a little out of practice of this sort of thing.
You and me both. Let's do the... Here he is. Get behind the door.
Right.
Vera, I've got the tickets, honey. We're leaving on the 5:30 from LaGuardia. Better hurry, Vera. Gotta get moving.
Never mind the hurry, mister. You're not going anywhere.
What?
You got ears, mister. He said you're not going anyplace. This is the last stop.
Vera!
Vera's taken care of, mister. She isn't going anyplace either. We've been waiting for you. Sit down.
Listen.
Sit down.
What is this?
What do you think?
Look, whoever you are...
This is what happens to guys who pull a cross on Tony Molino.
Tony.
Yeah, Tony. You figured you'd put him away to save your own lousy hide, didn't you?
No, didn't you? No. I swear it. Something went wrong.
Yeah, something went wrong. We did. You didn't count on us.
No, listen.
You louse, you dirty, double-crossing louse.
Tony warned us to keep an eye on you. Tony said you might turn punk.
Now, listen, please. You got this wrong.
You took his money. You told him everything was set.
It was. I'll give him back his money, every cent of it.
You said everything was set. You took the money.
I didn't get it all. I had to fix the juror in the first trial. Vera got 10.
You took the money and you didn't deliver, mister.
Will you listen to me, please?
We're tired listening. All we know is you didn't deliver.
What are you going to do?
We're going to put you where you'll never cross anybody again.
Oh, no. Don't.
We're putting
you
away for good, mister.
No, listen. You fellas got nothing against me. Look, I'll split the dough with you. I'll give you half. I'll give you all of it.
You're wasting your breath, mister.
There's 50,000. You can have all
the
of it.
The last stop, mister.
No.
All right, Bailey.
No, wait. Don't.
Mr. Williams.
Please, give me a chance. Will you give me a chance?
Stop blubbering, Reed. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Huh?
It's all over. We heard everything we had to.
What?
Okay, Mr. Williams. Reed talked very handsomely.
Fine, Mr. Shepard. All right, get in there, Miss Conway.
Vera.
I couldn't help it, Matt. There was nothing I could do.
Warn what?
They're from the FBI. There was no way I could warn you.
The FBI?
We caught up with that juror you fixed, Reed. She spilled all she knew.
We took this rather elaborate way of letting you spill the rest of it.
Sorry, Matt.
We're not. It was beautiful cooperation.
Well, I didn't say a thing. You can't prove a word of it.
With on-the-spot witnesses, Reed?
Give up, Matt.
Well, they can't prove a thing, Vera. Not a thing.
We'll leave that up to the court, Reed. One thing I can absolutely guarantee, though. When you come up for trial, we'll have one 12-man jury that can't be fixed.
FBI in Peace and War came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.